You think he's celebrating Father's Day with his dad?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this. I got into a conversation with somebody about fatherhood, about fathers and fatherhood. And it's interesting because people feel like, oh, you got to teach your kids. I got to teach my kid how to fish. I got to teach my kid how to throw a football, a baseball. Got to teach my kid how to drive. I got to do all this teaching of stuff, right? I got to do all this teaching of stuff. When in reality, most of being a father is being a role model. And it doesn't necessarily mean 2 o'clock in the morning, surround sound on with the FIFA and the beers popping. Like that, you know, that's once in a while, that's okay. But that's, you got to remember, like, when you're a dad, I'm a dad. My brother's in the studio hanging out with us tonight. I mean, he's a dad. You know, a lot of that, hey, but, no, we're not doing that. That's no good. But it's you're role modeling, you're always role modeling. You know, and that's the thing you got to remember about this. You know what, I'm going to go early. Let me go early to Father Bill Nicholas, who joins us from the Los Angeles Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Father Bill, I was just saying the importance of fatherhood is it's not just teaching lessons. It's role modeling proper life behavior and things like that for your kids. Agree or disagree?
I definitely agree, Brett. Thanks for having me on your show again. And it's very much a full-time job, too, as you, I think you well know,
yes,
yourself,
yes,
being the father of children. And so that's why, you know, you were mentioning earlier at the top of the hour when you were saying I was coming on. I actually every year it's almost like a jovial test of wills and wits with my parishioners who every year on Father's Day they come up and they say, "Happy Father's Day, Father." And I insist on them not doing that. I said, because this is a day for dads, men who raise their children. And even an honorary or spiritual father is not as full-time and isn't quite as involved as the role of dads, men who have children or are raising children full time. And so we kind of go back and forth every year, and sometimes it can be a little irritating, but I know they mean well. But this isn't spiritual Father's Day or Father Figures Day. This is Father's Day. And we need to emphasize the role of fathers and the important role of fathers in the upbringing of children.
It feels like in the culture today, we do devalue the role of fathers, though. You know, whenever you watch like the sitcoms, right, the dad is always dumb. He's bumbling. He's stumbling. You watch commercials. Dad is always so dumb. He can't back the car out of the driveway without banging into, you know, the garbage can. Why do you think it is? I mean, I get that there's a humorous component there, but at the same time, it's very easy to throw some shade on the dads out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I seem to remember a TV show. It was before my time, and maybe even before your time, but it was called Father Knows Best.
Sure.
And it certainly reflected the idea of Father Knows Best. But as the show portrayed him, he was, to a certain degree, bumbling. You know, little things that would happen that would show kind of a bumbling man. There have been shows, however, that in which the father is definitely the father figure on the show. But for the most part, nowadays you'll see you know, fathers kind of being downplayed, and even off of the television, in some circles in our society, fatherhood is downplayed. It's roundly mocked. I mean, I run into, you know, instances where you have single mothers who somehow don't think it's important to be married so that a child has a full-time father.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very much downplayed. You might remember maybe about 20, 25 years ago, there was a movement called the Promise Keepers.
Yes.
In this country. And it was religiously based in faith, but it was men emphasizing and renewing from the standpoint of faith their promise and their role as husbands and fathers. And as I recall, it was roundly mocked in the media as distinct from, say, extreme feminism that celebrate abortion and things like that. And so I think it really is important to emphasize on Father's Day, the dads, not so much. I mean, okay, I'll appreciate it when people say, "Happy Father's Day, Father." You are spiritual fathers. I call it the spiritual Father's Day.
Right.
And because we attach spiritual to pretty much everything,
mm-hmm,
these days. It's a spiritual experience because I'm getting emotional about it. But in many ways, Father's Day, I like to really emphasize and honor the dads on that day, starting with my own. And I have two sisters married to great brothers-in-law,
who
each of them are fathers of two kids. I got three nephews and one niece, and these are the dads in the family, and I'm not one. And it's as religiously, priesthood as well as being a husband and a wife, as well as being a mother or father, is a matter of calling. God calls us to these roles. And we may know some married couples, they're called to be married, but they can't have children and didn't adopt. They weren't obviously called to be parents of children, even if they were called to be husband and wife. My calling is a priest, and as a priest, I'm celibate, and I have a different role in the lives of people, but I am not the dad to children. I don't try to be the dad to children. They are much more important. For children, the parents are a much more important role than a priest would be. I hope I'm an important role, but never the most important role in anyone's life. Never more important than someone's spouse, never more important than someone's children. And in case of the children, I will never be more important than their parents, and that includes the fathers of those children. I'm of a support to them and a spiritual support, but I am not as important as they are in their lives.
Can I get you to hold on for just one more quick segment, Father? I just want to pursue one last little line of questioning with you.
Absolutely.
All right, terrific. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go back to Father Bill Nicholas from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, talking about Father's Day, the importance of fatherhood, spiritual fathers are a different role than the fathers in the world here today. And stay there. Don't go anywhere. 800-760-KFMB. It's the Brett Winterble Show, AM 760. Talking breaking news. Jim Charvette, what's the big story? It is the Brett Winterble Show, AM 760. Talking breaking news. Continuing our conversation with Father Bill Nicholas, Archdiocese of L.A. So, Father Bill, I mean, I went out to that break and I was saying, listen, you know, you're a spiritual father and you got the earthly fathers, and that's a totally different kind of a deal.
Yes, and I wanted to touch upon that because, you know, while I'm a priest and I have a spiritual role to play in people's lives and hopefully families as well, actually, the first spiritual father of any child is their dad, is the father of the children. And even all throughout the scriptures, you are reminded in various locations that the one who is responsible for the spiritual and religious upbringing of children is, in fact, the dad. And, of course, we now look at it as the parents together. But the father had that role scripturally, which is unfortunate because nowadays people tend to look at religion as the realm of the mother.
And very true.
Although I've known many dads who are very active in the spiritual upbringing of their children, but stereotypically it's the role of the mother. But perhaps one of the best examples in the scriptures is, even though he's in there very briefly, the tradition of what he did and the extrapolation of his role based on what we read in the scriptures is St. Joseph himself, who was the father of Jesus. And in many ways, traditionally, we've always referred to him as the foster father of Jesus. And, well, far be it for me to contradict tradition, but I like to think outside the box a little bit. But Jesus was not raised in Nazareth with people thinking Joseph was his foster father. They said, this is the son of Joseph. They believed Joseph was the father, and he claimed Jesus as his own rather than let Mary be exposed to the law, his mother be exposed to the law. And so Joseph was the one who gave Jesus his name as the son of David. It was through Joseph's fatherhood that Jesus was in that line of the family of David. And it's also to be assumed that he raised Jesus to be the Jewish man that he was and the man that would eventually grow up to be the Messiah. And so even though Jesus was not his, we profess that Jesus is the Son of God and Joseph raised him.
Right.
He wasn't just the foster father. He was the legal father.
And
as distinct from the father, Joseph was his dad.
and let's not forget, gave him a vocation as well. He was a carpenter. I mean, you know, he followed in the family's, you know, employment footsteps, right? I mean, the family business.
Right. So we metaphorically refer to Jesus as the shepherd, but that's metaphorically an understanding that has theological undertones to it.
Sure.
In historically, Jesus was a carpenter, and that was the profession of his father, his father Joseph.
Great, great stuff. I wish a very happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there in the audience and to your dad and your family. And I so appreciate
and
you.
And a happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so very much. We really appreciate it and appreciate your insight on all of this and look forward to our next visit, my friend.
Wouldn't miss it.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Father Bill Nicholas, Archdiocese of L.A. A lot to think about there. A lot to think about. And it's important because, you know, I get it. I saw the story on Fox earlier today. They said, oh, people spend so much less on Father's Day than they do on Mother's Day. Well, of course, because Mother's Day is like that's a big deal. We dads are stoic. We're not like, give me a cruise. Give me a whole Virginia ham. You know what I want for Father's Day? A Hyundai. get me a car. No, it's we're just dads. It's like, let me get a little me time. Let me do a little household repair. Let me do my thing, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, for you, your Father's Day gift should be like sleep.
Well, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
I enjoy the sleep.
I know, because you're a busy man. You work a lot.
But let me also say this. Just like they say Earth Day is every day.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, that ought to be every day too.
You're right.
Like, just, you know what? Tell the people you love that you love them. Express.
You don't need a special day.
You don't need a special day. You don't need a permission. You don't need, just live that every day. You know what is really special? When you do that on like random Wednesday.
Or random Friday.
Or random Friday. Well, you know, it's
true. Or Monday.
Or Monday. Or Saturday. Or every
Tuesday,
day.
Tuesday, Saturday.
How about every day?
Every day.
Brett Winterble Show, AM 760, talking breaking news. Brett Winterble Show, AM 760, talking breaking news.